Michael Tranmere here, welcoming you to the Wake Up Podcast, where you will learn expert strategies and hear expert stories to help you wake up, live your best life, and make every day count. On this podcast, we will deep dive into all aspects of business, relationships, health, and mindset that will help you achieve your greatness in all areas of your life. Buckle up, my friends. It's time to wake up. Good people. Welcome to Wake Up with Michael Tranmere, where we teach you expert stories and strategies to help you wake up, live your best life, and make every day count. My good friends, we have an incredible guest today, Tara Mackey. She is a force. She is a force, my friends. She is the founder of the organic beauty company, Genetics. She is the number one best-selling author of Cured by Nature. That was out in 2016. Cured by Nature, Unlock Your Mind, Improve Your Health, Release Your True Power. Of course, there's a story behind that. We get into that. Her second book, Wild Habits, came out 2018. How to Heal from the Inside Out, Find Happiness, and Discover Your True Self. So I think you get an idea of who we're going to be speaking to. Incredible stories mixed in there about her background and how she got to where she is now, which is where she is now. She's been featured in Forbes, Glamour, Teen Vogue, Oprah, CBS, ABC, Reader's Digest, and much more. So I am super fortunate and grateful to have her spend some time with us today. She's a singer. She has a new song out. It's called Level Up in August 2019 now. It's incredible. Give it a listen. And she's recently married. And there is a very amazing story about how they came together that we touch on towards the end of the episode. We had an incredible talk. Of course, we talked about her organic life blog that she has as well as her organic beauty company, Genetics, and her story, her background story. You know, she mentions she grew up in a very hard situation. She basically said that she was born on cocaine. You know, that's the situation that she grew up into. And, you know, throughout her story, she talks about a childhood that was very, very hard and that filled with drugs all around her. She talks about how she then got into prescription drugs and was really going down that road for many years until she hit her rock bottom. And you'll hear all about that. And most importantly, you'll hear about how she turned it around and how she's creating this incredible life that she has now. And she shares some really tactical tips and tools for how you too can do the same if you want to make some changes in your life. So without further ado, my good people, this is an incredible interview. I was very honored to speak with her. And we had a great moment towards the end. One of the last questions I asked her that you'll hear it. She gave an incredible answer, but super fortunate to have her here. Tara Mackey, let's get into it. We're here. We're good to go. We're doing this. Welcome.
We're doing this.
Oh, and that is the voice of, I was going to call you the one and the only, but in truth, you actually are the one and the only one of you. And
I am
the only one and the only one of me. But that's Tara Mackey joining us today. So grateful to have you here.
Oh, so happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. I'm going to give you an intro just to set a little bit of the scene for my listeners to just appreciate who we are honored to have on today. So Tara is the founder of organic beauty company Genetics. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. Big breakthrough with you guys in the last couple days. We'll be sure to touch on that. She's also the number one selling author of Cured by Nature. That was out in 2016. Cured by Nature, Unlock Your Mind, Improve Your Health, Release Your True Power. So we're starting to get an idea of what Tara's about. Her second book, Wild Habits 2018, How to Heal from the Inside Out, Find Happiness, and Discover Your True Self. She's been featured on Forbes, Glamour, Teen Vogue, Oprah, CBS, ABC, Reader's Digest, and many more. She has a new song out. She's recently married. Tara, within all of that, what are you most excited about right now?
Oh my goodness. I'm honestly excited about, you know, I have a larger global mission, right? Which is to give people alternatives to the most common problems in the world. And that's what I'm excited about. I'm excited, even when I learn about other people's problems, like I'm excited to continue to problem solve in so many different areas of life and art and music and entrepreneurship.
That's beautiful. And how do you like, you have a big mission, and we're going to dig into this a little bit, but how do you balance that real responsibility with having a global mission to help people live and heal and be in an alternative way? How do you balance that real growth or size of that mission?
Balance is actually my word of the year. It's funny you bring that up, because that's every single day I basically go into my day focused on, okay, how can I balance all the tasks that I have that bring me further to this goal, right? Because there's a lyric in my latest song, you know, nothing blooms overnight. And it's true. Like, you have to take so many little steps to really get there, especially when you have a large global mission that I think every single day it's just making a slightly new to-do list than the day before and checking those things off every single day.
Love that. And let's give a little context to appreciate when people say global mission, some people sort of snicker at that, but I want the listeners to really appreciate that you really are on a global mission, that you already are making big waves to get there. And just in the last couple of days, I mentioned on the intro about a big breakthrough that you've had with your organic beauty company, Genetics, where you're now, well, why don't you tell the good people about it? You've had a big breakthrough on where your products can be found.
We just get into Walmart, and it's our first retailer ever. And I'm really excited, because to me, I think people's first, I think it's a little, because we're an organic beauty brand, I think some people's first question for us is why Walmart? And I said, why not Walmart? Because for me, it's the idea of changing the paradigm, right? Like, if you don't think organic beauty and when you think of Walmart, now you do. And I'm actually very impressed with their recent social governance. I mean, I know that there's been a lot of documentaries and reports and things about Walmart over the years, and they've done a lot to address that. The average employee at Walmart makes almost $15 an hour. The average manager makes $175,000 a year. They're really committed to addressing climate change, and they've reduced their global emissions. And I really think that for us, it's about changing the paradigm. It's about changing the idea of, you know, I don't want to just get into the places where you expect us to be. I want to get into the places where we're changing what it looks like to walk into that store and what you're able to buy. So that's why it's so exciting for us. This has been a big goal of mine for a long time. The company's 2 years old, and this is our first retailer ever. We're not in any small mom and pop shops. A few dermatologists and doctors carry us, but this is our first retailer, and it's the largest retailer in the world. And so when we talk about a global mission, I think that's part of what we're talking about.
So you just decided to start with the biggest one in the world. I love that.
Why not start with the biggest?
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna make the dent, you're going to start with the biggest and prove that it can be done, and it's beautiful. And let's back up a few steps. How did you get into developing these organic products? And I know it's just one faction of your empire that you have here, but how did you get into doing that?
So I actually love this story, because it's about boobs. I did a DIY post on how I made an oil that grew me 2 cup sizes in like a month and a half. And it was a DIY, do-it-yourself. And so I got emails from blog readers on my blog, The Organic Life, saying like, oh my God, I tried this and it actually worked, and sending me before and after pictures, but also kind of saying like, hey, it was cool, I could do it myself, but you know, if you made this into a product, like I would definitely buy it to save myself all the hard work of doing this myself. And so I made all those emails into their own email list. I emailed all those people and I basically said, I asked follow-up questions, R&D questions, how much would you pay for it? What kind of ingredients are you comfortable with? What do you want the packaging to look like? And I just got feedback from people. And then I went back and made the product and exactly the way I had made it for myself. And then I reached back out to those people and said, hey, this is available for pre-sale. And they all bought it.
Wow.
And so I didn't have to take any money out. I didn't have to take a loan. I didn't have to take an investment. I didn't have to take a credit card out. Nothing. Like those pre-sales paid for me to make the product, label the product, send the product. I had already cooked all those margins in to my price. And we've literally just gone on from there. So our best seller is our breast enhancement oil. We have incredible before and after photos on our website and testimonials, and we get on Amazon, and we get new ones like every single day. And I'm so, so impressed with what it's been able to do for other people as well. And then our serums that came out address the three most common beauty needs. I developed them all for myself as well because I used to have very bad cystic acne. I used to have very bad psoriasis and eczema. And when I moved out to California, I was, you know, I got a lot of freckles and sunspots. And so I developed a brightening oil, a detox oil, and a cellular recovery serum. And those are huge hits as well. They're essential oil free. So if you're sensitive to any essential oils, you don't have to worry about that. And they are all organic.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Such a relatively simple concept to ask the people what they want and what they need and then create it and then give it to them. It's not really a surprise that they buy it and they're interested. And I think this is a great message for all entrepreneurs out there. You know, ask the people what they want. Keep on asking. Keep on asking. All your answers are right there if you just ask the right questions and listen to the feedback.
Yeah. And for me, it's about making products that don't exist. There, it seemed insane to me that there wasn't sort of a organic breast implant alternative that was safe for you. So there's creams and stuff out there that say that they'll increase your bust size, but they all have PEGs in them or parabens or something that's literally been linked to breast cancer. And so I was like, why would I put this on my boobs when it gives people breast cancer? So I'm going to make something that actually is healthy for your breasts and your skin and encourages your body to work naturally with what you're doing instead of, you know, paying somebody $10,000 to cut you open under anesthesia. And I really feel like this is that alternative. And we have so many, I have so many customers who are explant patients who are like, I cannot believe how well this works.
Wow. And it's again, it all really stems back to your mission and where you're grounded in and creating these natural alternatives. And I understand from digging into your story and going through your content that this really evolved out of an upbringing and out of a past life that was quite the opposite. And the way you got into this real mission of organic and healthy living was, you know, within your story there, you really made that choice to change. So could you frame this a little about, you know, where, how you grew up and where you came from, but where, and then focus really on where that moment of change came for you to chart this new path?
Absolutely. Yeah. I was born on cocaine. So my mom did cocaine and smoked cigarettes and drank like her whole pregnancy with me. My parents were never married. She gave birth as a single mother. And my biological father was her drug dealer. So I kind of was born into this very tumultuous situation. She got into heroin when I was about 5 and overdosed in front of me, survived, but overdosed in front of me when I was 6. Wow. My grandparents got custody of me when I was 7. And by the time I was 12, I was heavily medicated for what they assumed would be a mental illness I eventually developed in my 20s based on everything I had seen and experienced. So I was diagnosed at a very early age with depression and anxiety. And put on a lot of prescription medication. I mean, it went from one pill when I was 12 to four pills by the time I'm 16, and six by the time I'm 21, and by the time I was 24, I was on 14 different medications.
Wow.
And so in March of 2011, I actually tried to commit suicide. And when that did not work, I realized that I needed to think differently. Mm-hmm. And if I wanted to think differently, then I needed to act differently. And if I wanted to act differently, then I probably shouldn't be taking 14 different medications every day. Because mm-hmm. I had done nothing but that to cope since I was 12. So I really, I decided in that moment to come off of them cold turkey. Now, warning, I don't recommend this to anyone. I went through withdrawal symptoms for 3 years, and it really held me back in a lot of ways that had I done that correctly, had I gone to a doctor, weaned off, or gone to a hospital, I would have saved myself a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And so, but what did happen when I decided to come off all my drugs cold turkey was I replaced them with natural alternatives. So for me at the time, that was herbs, tinctures, food, tea, meditation, writing, painting. I quit my job. I started doing music again. And I ended up moving out to California. That move out to California for sure was one of the biggest catalysts for how the rest of my life has turned out. I immediately started playing music. I had a residency at the House of Blues. I lived in Los Angeles, and it sort of set the path for the rest of my life and gave me a community in which being healthy. Now, I'm originally from New York, Long Island specifically, mm-hmm. where in 2011, being healthy was like, who are you yeah. and what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. go away. Nobody mm-hmm. wants to hear that. We're mm-hmm. all getting McDonald's. Like,
Yeah.
Sounds familiar. So I think moving to California really did become a huge catalyst for me in having a community that understood what I needed and where I was coming from, and having people in my life that said, you're not crazy for coming off your drugs. And, you know, let me help you rather than like, I don't know. I had so many friends and family in New York that were just like, I don't know. I don't know a naturopath. I don't know any resources for you, you know? So it really allowed me to sort of come into my own. And that's sort of been the catalyst for how the rest of my life has played out.
Amazing. It's an amazing story, and there's so many things in there, but it really focuses in on that one decision to change. You know, what you said, mm-hmm. you want to think differently. That means you have to act differently. And so you have to make that decision to stop taking the drugs. And I know for me and my story, my background is, you know, I worked over 12 years in an engineering job that I never loved, had a relationship. Mm-hmm. And then I was married. It was good, but not great. And then when that came to a hard end, and I really hit my rock bottom only a couple years ago, I had the same real opportunity to decide to change, to just decide to get happy again, to decide to think differently, to decide to act differently, and then create this new world where I'm a coach, I'm writing my book, I do speaking, I created this podcast, I'm doing the work that I love, I've retired from engineering. But I believe mm-hmm. there's a similar connect in there where it's, you know, for me it was that decision on the carpet floor in my condo in rainy Vancouver in November, where I don't want to feel like this. Yeah. I don't want to feel like this. And so for you, and if there's someone out there right now who knows that they need to make a change and they know they want to do something differently, how can you help them frame that tough decision to think differently and act differently? How, where is that decision rooted? How can someone make that decision and that commitment?
So I have a 4-step method. That's my second book, Wild Habits. So when I came out with my first book, Cured by Nature, it was my story of exactly what I just explained to you, my upbringing, coming off of all my drugs, moving out to California, how I dealt with my adoptive father, my grandfather. He passed away from cancer, like right after I got my life together. And it sort of brought me back to figuring life out from step one in a way. And so it was that whole journey. And then that was everyone's follow-up question, right? Is, okay, well, you've been sober for X amount of years. how? Like, how did you do all of this? And how do you maintain doing all of this every single day? And my answer is the wild method. And I had to, when I was writing the second book, I had to dive so deep and be like, no, really, like, what is it? And what did I, when I used to have clients when I first started this journey, what did I tell everyone to do? And it was the same thing. WILD is an acronym. It stands for willingness. Willingness, intuition, love, and discipline. So you have to be willing to recognize that something that you're doing is not working and that you're unhappy in some way that really is affecting your life. And that's really hard. It's hard. I'm sure it's really hard in your situation. It's hard when you're married, right? But it's like you have to at some point, you're making a decision either way. Right now, your willingness has been your willingness to ignore this problem or to push it deep down. But you need to be willing to face what it is. And then your next step is using your intuition to figure out how to solve it. What do you want your life to look like? And what would the steps need to be that you would need to take to get there? The next step intuitively after that, right, is love. We have to show ourselves love. We have to show the people we're around love. If it's a person we're in an unhappy relationship with, we have to show them the love of saying, this is not what I want. I love you and I love myself so much that I have to walk away, which doesn't look like love to everybody, but it is. Love is doing whatever is best for you, honestly, in your heart at the time, even if it seems selfish. That's true love. And the D is discipline. We need to do those three steps over and over and over again. It's not sexy and it's not glamorous, but guess what? It actually makes for a really great success story because that's the only way anything gets done is discipline. The only thing that successful people have in common is that they are all disciplined.
Love.
You don't get there otherwise.
Love
you do not get there otherwise. You need discipline. So the last step, I know it's not sexy, but it's the only way to get there is discipline. You need, and the discipline in what? The discipline in being willing to see what the problem is. Use your intuition to solve it and show love to yourself every single step of the way. That's the only way to change your life.
I love that D is discipline, and I love that you highlighted how unsexy it is, but it's so important for people. Well, I mean, we can make it sexy. Hey, we can do anything. That's my new mission. Discipline is
cover. Like maybe that helps. I don't know.
Absolutely. But it's true, right? And this is something that you know, all of us spiritual folks really need, at least I do, need to work on balancing. You know, it's not just the thinking, the good thoughts and visioning and the man and hoping the manifestation comes. You have to have the discipline to do the work.
You have to do
take the steps.
Yeah. Yeah. And all my friends, what we all have in common, the people I now keep in my life, what we all have in common is exactly what you just said, is we all do the work. We're not all doing the work in exactly the same way, at exactly the same time, at exactly the same pace, but we all do the work. And you'll notice that about successful people is the company they keep. Everyone is willing to do the work. Everyone's working really freaking hard.
Yes. Now, something that's been coming up for me to balance this working really hard, because I like to work hard, you know, this is what I do, but you know, there's a vibe going around out there that's really against the hustle, and that's countered with, you know, if you're really in alignment and you're going on your spiritual path and everything is good, then you shouldn't have to hustle. Where is the connection between doing the work and hustle and flowing and being in alignment? Where is that for you?
You know, I'll be honest with this. I feel like people take Tim Ferriss's 4-hour work week way too seriously. Like, and Tim's a dear friend of mine and I love him, but I think people just read the cover of that book and go, okay, I work 4 hours a week and I'll be successful forever. Mm-hmm. Tim Ferriss works very, very, very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who's successful works very, very, very hard, but you have to love what you're working on. When I made this transition in my life, I was working in a lab and it was such a struggle for me because I wanted nothing more than to express my highest self at all times and to be, you know, every manifestation of myself that I possibly could be. And it's 8.5 years later and now I finally get to do that 100% of the time without worrying about where the rent money is going to come from and things like that. Not that I wasn't doing those steps along the way, but just to really get to the place where you're totally secure and you get to do everything you want. It doesn't happen overnight, and it wouldn't be satisfying if it did. So I really feel like it's embracing the journey of I get to work.
Yeah.
And I get to have fun, and I get to have a social life, which has taken me a long time to get to this point where I feel like I have sort of a healthy dose of each. It was like even last year before I met my husband, even he's really pulled me out of my shell. But before I met him, it was like work, see my friends at an event that we're all working at, go back home and work. Like, I really honestly had almost no social life, and I was totally okay with that. I thought that was just part of the lifestyle. I thought that's what came with the territory. But knowing now that I can do all of it, and it's not a sacrifice, it actually energizes me. Like, it took a long time to get here. So I would say don't expect it to happen overnight, but know that it's super satisfying. And if you're doing what you love, it shouldn't feel like work anyway. Like, there when I go. Say go home and work, it was like go home and get to write a book, get to write a song, get to work on new products, you know?
Yes, yeah. If you're doing what you love, it shouldn't feel like work anyways. And that's, again, where that intuition comes in, where you can know if you're out of alignment, and then have the willingness to make a decision and make a change to face it. For you, and I love how you keep on bringing up 8.5 years ago. And for me, it was someone, I think my word of the second half of the year is going to be patience, something that I need to bring in a little bit more. For you, for the eye and wild, for the intuition, when you made that decision to change, to show up differently 8.5 years ago, what was it that you really saw? What, when you asked yourself, what do I want in the future? What was it that you saw?
It was literally everything that I'm doing now, which is why this part of my life is so trippy. Like, when I get to do an interview like this with you, and like literally I'd be on my bathroom floor curled up in a ball from being so sick, from being off my drugs, and just being like, what is this all for? And it was like, okay, I'm going to write a book someday. I'm going to write music about this. I'm going to show people that they can get through something like this. Like, I'm going to show people that this, it's possible to change your life. But oh my goodness. Like, even if you think about from that moment to the moment I got to write the first word of my first book was 5 years. I mean, like, but I had to go through that healing process. I don't feel like you can really write about it when you're in it. You have to go through it. I feel like people are in it and they want to be writing the book. It's like the book hasn't happened yet. Go through it and then you can write the book. Then you can go on the book tour. Then you can have something very significant to talk about. But like, just go through it. The experience is kind of half the fun. Like, I know I'll never fuck up that bad ever again. Therefore, never have to go through a challenge like that ever again in my life. I mean, let's hope I never have to go through a health challenge that puts me in that position either. But like, knowing that that part of my life is over is kind of like, oh, I miss like having the drive that I used to have when I was like, I just want to be healthy. I just want to be on stage. I just want to be doing this. You know, now that I'm doing it, it's like, it's wonderful, but I'll never have that drive the same way I did when I wasn't doing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. And what did you put timelines on when you were going to be writing your book in the beginning, and when you were going to be giving interviews, and when you were singing music, when you were having these visualizations, did you have an expectation of when all this was going to manifest?
No, not really. It was just, I'm still, you know, I was 24 when I decided to come off my drugs. So it was like, I'm still going to be young. I'm going to look vibrant and healthy. And that was really the only image I had in mind of what this whole journey was going to look like for me. And I did think about it mostly when I was, you know, so sick that I couldn't get out of bed. Like, those were the thoughts that really kept me going. I was like, this is all going to be for something. I am not going to let this experience go to waste.
So important. I think it all boils down to right there, that those thoughts that you chose to put in your head in those hardest moments, you put those thoughts in your head that this is, yes, going to be for something. And I am going to create and live and be different when all of that manifests into reality. But you put those positive affirmations, if we want to say, into your head that this is going to go somewhere and I'm not going to stay here and I'm certainly not going to go back to the drugs.
Right. Right. No, exactly. Like I chose, but I was also reading books that were putting me in that mindset, right? Like books were a huge part of my journey at that point. I was reading The Alchemist and The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari and Autobiography of a Yogi and Lucille Ball's autobiography and just like people who really had gone through it and had come out a different person. And I was like, that really was influencing my mindset at the time. So I would say, I mean, it was a full, total 360 degree change for my life from having nothing but toxic friends and toxic thoughts. And like, I literally threw, I had like 3 or 4 TVs. I threw them all in the garbage. I was like, I don't need to watch the news. I don't need to watch it. Like, all I need to do is focus on self-improvement because that's what this whole thing is about.
Beautiful. I've done the same, haven't watched TV, and I got rid of mine almost 2 years ago, except now I'm here and visiting my mother in Kingston. I have to dodge when CNN goes on, but that's okay. I can dance around it. I got headphones. I can dance around it. It's all good.
Same thing. My husband's the same. He has to come home sometimes and just turn on ESPN and stuff. And I used to like, I remember when he first came into my old house, he was like, where's your couch? Where's your TV? I was like, I don't have either of those things. And nobody comes over here and I don't watch television. Exactly. So, but I let him have his own. I just go upstairs or whatever. But yeah, it's funny how I still won't be around it though. Like, you know, we'll choose a movie or something to watch together. But like, if he's just mindlessly watching something, I'm like, peace. Yeah. I know that every single, although I will say, I did sit down and watch a basketball game with him a few months ago. And I watched like 2 and Steph Curry was in both of them. And then I got a call from a friend a few weeks ago saying, would you like to go to the opening of Aisha Curry's new restaurant? Steph Curry will be there. Mm. And I was like, what? And so I went and it turns out we're in like the back with just like the Curry family and like 5 friends the whole entire time. And I promise you, I manifested that from that 2 basketball games I watched that Steph Curry was in.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it how powerful you are. I want to keep going.
I was just saying, I don't know how else that would have happened. I'm like, what are the odds that I watched like the only thing the only television really I've watched. I like this person just manifested to my life. Like
master manifester right here.
Careful.
Master manifester. I wanna you mentioned your hubby a couple times. I wanna dig into this a little bit, switch gears a little bit here, because this is a beautiful story. And you mentioned love in your wild formula. And it's a beautiful story because I mean all love stories are unique, but this one when I read about it, I was like, yes, I fully understand how these two people came together and how they, I guess the real special part about it is how quickly it came together for you. So you guys, how long have you known each other before you got married?
3 weeks and 2 days.
How many?
3 weeks and 2 days.
Wow. Yeah. How is that? Congratulations, first off. That's beautiful and I love it.
Thank you.
How is it possible to do that?
So a few months before we met, I had gone on a girls' trip and my good friend Sahara Rose told me to write down a list of my dream partner.
Yeah.
And I did. And I didn't write down any physical attributes or anything. I wrote things like self-aware, like self-assured, love dogs. I have 2 dogs. and the last thing I wrote on that list was instant knowing. Like I wanted to know instantly when I met them. And I wanted them to know instantly when they met me that was it for both of us. And that is, and I met my husband just because I was saving a bunch of endangered Torrey Pines in Carmel Valley, and he basically reached out and asked how he could help. And then he also reached out and asked if I wanted to do an orphanage trip and winery trip down in Mexico. And that really caught my attention. And I was like, okay, let's get lunch. And figure out what this looks like before I go to another country with you. I would like to meet you in person. Mm-hmm. So we met for lunch and we knew instantly. It was the craziest thing. Like, I hugged him and we started talking and I just was looking at him and it was like I had to excuse myself and go to the bathroom. I remember just looking at myself in the mirror like, what is going on? I just came to meet this person for lunch and I could just, it felt like we already knew each other. And when we got lunch again that same week, he basically told me as much. And I was like, okay, phew, like I'm not crazy. Like, wow. 'Cause it feels like we know each other already. And he was like, yeah, that's, it's so weird. And we ended up getting married 3 weeks later. So yeah.
Beautiful.
It's then. Long detail.
Well, sorry, no, it's perfect.
It all comes down to instant knowing, right?
Mm-hmm. Instant knowing. And that's so beautiful. And correct me if I'm wrong. I think it's the instant knowing about who is good for us because mm-hmm. you've done the work and you're so sure and now so firm about who you are.
I 100% believe that because neither of us was trying to date, we didn't meet to go on a date. There was no expectation at all. And we were both so solely focused on ourselves. Like, my book Wild Habits had just come out. I'd just come back from book tour. Like, I was so solid in who I was and what I needed in life and wasn't trying to date, certainly wasn't trying to get married, had just ended an engagement, I was just in a 4-year relationship, was not trying to do like long-term serious commitment at the moment. I really just wanted to live my life for a while. And he was in the same place, you know, like he's 35. And I remember his mom, after he told his parents we got married and everything, his mom was saying like, we thought maybe he'd be married by 40 because like traditionally you have to like meet someone and date them for a while and then you get engaged after a few years and then it takes another few years to get married. And like, he's so cautious with things like that, that she just thought it would be at least another like 5 years before he was ever even remotely there. And I felt the same way for myself if I was going to get there at all. Like, I was really over the idea of marriage, mm-hmm. didn't really want it, had ended two engagements, was totally over the idea of like, you need a partner, blah, blah, blah. Like, I was just like, I don't need anybody. I'm totally fine. Mm-hmm. I got this. And it was so much a recognition of, you are my husband. You have always been my husband. And his recognition of, you are my wife. You have always been my wife. Less so than, let's become husband and wife. It was like, we already are. There's no, beautiful. We can't deny this. So, and so many beautiful things happened to sort of show us that was just this infinite truth, that while we can't confirm we've had past lives together, that's not even something I believed in before I met my husband, mm-hmm. That like, there's no other way to explain so many things that have happened between us. So, and when other people are saying it too, you're like, okay,
love
got it.
It's a beautiful story. The world needs more of those. Perhaps this is your third book. Who knows?
Perhaps.
Just rounding off a couple of things here. How did you, when you guys came together and you guys were so rooted in your being individuals and, you know, you're an entrepreneur and you're set in your ways and very busy and accomplishing all that you are. How did you transition from that to being into a marriage?
Although we got married very quickly, we held off on doing a lot of other things. Like, we didn't move in together for a few months. We didn't sleep together for a few months. we had recognized that we're husband and wife, and it was like, okay, well, we're going to take everything else slowly. Wow. And we really did try to do that in every single way because it did feel like a lot already. And we were like, you know, we don't have anything to prove to ourselves or anyone else. So, let's just kind of slowly transition into this. And we have, I think we've done that. We've slowly integrated into what you would think a husband and wife relationship looks like. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful. I think it's a testament to just the fact that once we've made that decision, we've never questioned it or turned back or like in any way, we've just supported each other 100% through like, okay, what does the next step look like? What are we being called to do together?
Love it. Sounds like a fine gentleman. I cannot wait to meet him.
Oh, he's so sweet. I love him.
Excellent. Tara, what's next? What are you manifesting now? What is your vision hold? You know, what are you focusing on for the rest of the year? Let's start there.
So it's so funny when people ask me stuff like that, because I've never really compartmentalized like years. I don't know if that makes any sense, but I'm always just thinking like both what has to happen between today and tomorrow and what does the next like 5 years look like, whatever. But I'm working on more music. I have an EP coming out at the end of the month. I'm working on more products for genetics. Like we spoke about, genetics just got into Walmart, so that's very exciting.
Yeah.
And yeah, a lot of fun, beautiful things happening.
Excellent. Last question. If Tara from, let's say nine and a half years ago, were to have a conversation with Tara today, what do you think old you would say to new you, and what do you think new you would say to old you?
Oh wow. I honestly think that old me would be really surprised. Yeah. And really, really proud. Because 9.5 years ago, like a year before I came off my drugs, coming off my drugs was not a thought in my mind. So I think she would be both confused and happy we're still alive, and very, very proud. And I think that me today, and I always do these conversations with me, like, I think this is a good thing to do, like talk to 70-year-old you. I talk to 70-year-old me all the time. She's always like, hurry the fuck up. You're not doing enough shit.
Me too.
I'm trying to be 10 times more comfortable than this. But new me would be like, you need a hug, girl.
Yeah.
You know, because I was so lost and so just like, and I would give myself a pep talk for sure, because I was just so deeply in it. And I do think about that a lot. I think about what 8-year-old me would think about my life right now. I think about, but 70-year-old me is always yelling at me. I try to listen to her the most.
She's telling you to hurry up and get it done?
Hurry up, get it done, girl. Like, we want to be more comfortable. We want to own more private jets. Let's go.
patience, old you. Patience, old you. I remember when I was first asked that same question, and old me versus new me, and I said the exact same thing. I think I said old me just wouldn't understand. Just wouldn't understand. But yeah, I think would be very, very proud as well.
Very proud. Very proud. He sure would.
Amazing. Tara, where can people connect with you? Where can they learn more about you? Where can they get more of your amazing products?
Oh, well, they can go to genetics with an X, organic.com. They can connect with me, Tara A. Mackey, on all platforms, The Organic Life on Facebook, and say hi, DM me, like for real. That's how I've met some of my very, very good friends. So.
Yeah, I mean, you replied to me. Here we are. It's amazing. That's what social media is for, my friends. We need to use it. And then you connect in the real world, and then it's beautiful. We take the steps. Use social media for good. It's there for a reason. You choose and make the decision to use it that way.
Yeah, I love that. Use it for good.
Appreciate you so much taking out the time out of all, considering all that's going on for you. Congratulations again on all your success. And yeah, can't wait to see what happens next for you.
Thank you so much, Michael. I appreciate you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, valued listener, for tuning into another episode of Wake Up. If this episode has left you fired up and inspired to wake up all areas of your life, I have exactly what you need. I offer a powerful, high-performance coaching experience to help you get committed to becoming the best version of yourself, clarity on all that you want to create in this lifetime, and the courage to manifest your dream life. If you are a high-performing entrepreneur or professional who wants to achieve greatness in your career, your business, your health, your wealth, your relationships, your mindset, then contact me today through my website, michaeltranmer.com, or through Instagram at michael.tranmer to explore how my coaching program can benefit you. Are you a new wellness coach or interested in starting your own online business? I've got something for you amazing folks too. My signature group coaching program, The Complete Coach, will help take you from concept to clients in 90 days. Head over to my website, michaeltranmer.com/complete coach to learn more and join the waitlist for the next intake. I appreciate you good people. If you got great value from this episode, please support the show by subscribing and sharing on your social media feeds. If you share a screenshot on Instagram and tag me, I will be sure to share with all of my followers. Till next time, this is Michael Tranmer, helping you wake up, live your best life, and make every day count.